And now we have the final story in our series this week about the Highwaymen, a group of African-American folk artists in Fort Pierce, Florida. Over the last half century, they painted tens of thousands of oil paintings sold up and down Florida's East Coast. Today, NPR's Jackie Leiden introduces us to the group's legendary salesman.
Good morning. So my name is Al Black. I have some oil paintings. I want to know what you all be interested if it wouldn't take up too much of y'all's time.
And with that pitch, 50 years ago, Al Black would trawl up and down U.S. 1, looking sharp, driving a 1962 blue and white Ford Galaxy, freshly painted Florida landscapes packed in his trunk.
And most of the time, they would say, yes, I look. And once they look, I would sell them some.
Al Black is still a salesman who could snatch your breath away and sell it back to you. Highway Woman artist Marianne Carroll describes him this way.
He would sell a mosquito a jacket in the summertime.
Blueberry pancake.
We sure felt like a couple of very well-dressed mosquitoes after breakfast with Al Black. Take, for example, this exchange with our group.
You ever seen a walking catfish?
No.
Y'all, I thought sure you know about a walking catfish. He'll get out on that road right
there.
They like hitchhiking?
No, they'll come.
Okay, it's a real fish, but here's the turn.
They fall down out the sky. He'll walk on his tail.
That's how Al Black is.
Come here, man.
That's how he operates.
You know about a walking
There's truth
catfish.
To what he says, but he's a storyteller first. Al Black was born on a plantation in Mississippi in 1940. One day, he says, a crew boss came down, needing more hands to pick crops. Al was 15 then, and he left his family to go to Florida.
I was a crew leader. I used to carry people up the road to pick tomatoes and squash, cucumbers. Last one day, I said, I don't want to work in the field no more, so I went down to Fort Pierce Typing Company. I said, Mr. Timmer, give me a job as a salesman. He said, you can't sell no typewriters. I said, yes, I can. So he said, well, I'm going to give you a chance. So we started going, you know, out on the road.
And what a road that held Al Black and the Highwaymen. One day, they ran into each other.
I said, give me the paintings. Let me show you what I'm talking about. And I went in the office. I said, I'm Al Black. I said, I'm representing a hair artist. Wanted to know what you all were. He said, I just run three boys out of here a while ago. He said, but you seem to know what you're doing. So come on in. He bought all the paintings. And they went back and told the other painters. Said, we met a guy on that road. Said he could sell something. Said, you ought to see him. About 2 hours after we got in and everything, all the painters was at my house.
Al was selling for everybody.
Again, artist Marianne Carroll.
The only paintings he didn't sell was the ones you didn't give him.
Then, just when the Great Florida Art Rush, as the Highwaymen called it, really took off, the group's 29-year-old leader, Alfred Hare, was murdered. The painter stopped painting, and Al Black was left without anything to sell, until he discovered a new painter, himself.
Carrying them around, paintings would get scarred, and I had to fix them. By me being the salesman, I'm walking around watching the colors that they mix, and I can mix that color, and I will fix them. And so after I learned how to fix them and stuff, I started to paint myself.
So here's where Al Black went from salesman to artist. He picked up the brushes, the canvases, and a patron, a woman, a relationship that would send him to prison. He also picked up a drug habit.
That's right. You can have foot trouble, back trouble, neck trouble, all kind of trouble. You ain't had no trouble till you have some crack cocaine trouble.
He was accused of almost $1 million worth of fraud by a judge who claimed Al Black was more con artist than artist. Whatever the tangled truth of his case, prison walls became another canvas.
This is early morning, back with Morris scene. It's a real popular painting, and I wanted to paint something that it would keep me busy, and it would also make the inmates feel better with the painting shrine.
Al Black arrived at the Central Florida Reception Center, a prison and medical facility in Orlando, in 1996, around the same time the Highwaymen were starting to get press.
The Orlando Sentinel had published an article about the Highwaymen.
Dr. Diane Rechteen is the retired medical director at the prison.
And one of my nurses brought this article from the paper and said, I believe maybe we have one of these fellas here. And I called the patient into my office. I said, Are you this Al Black? And he said, Doc, if you'll just let me paint, I'll show you.
And he did show her, painting vivid murals right on the prison walls.
I felt good when they let me paint. It felt like I wasn't tied down.
During his 12 years in prison, Al Black painted hundreds of murals throughout the state penitentiary system as other wardens requested his services. By 2007, he was out. Now, Al Black is one of the few highwaymen who still paints in the old style, outdoors, several canvases at a time.
This is going to be a backwoods marsh scene. This is going to be a moonlight in the Indian River. And this is going to be down at the dock where they put the boats in the water.
It's this kind of assembly line technique that makes some people question whether this is really art. Al Black is certain it is.
See, for instance, these paintings, what I'm painting on right now, these are some good paintings because I'm putting my heart into them.
We watched him paint moonlights in his backyard under a paint-splattered canvas tent. The raw paintings at first looked like they might be beach scenes, a strip of tan, a yellow sun, a blue background. You've prepared the sky, the horizon, the ocean, and the reflection.
This is what you call cleaning it up.
Blending everything.
That's right. According to what you want to paint that day, you can start it off different. See, I don't do all my paintings like this. These moonlights, these are the hard ones. See, most of the people, if they put that blue and that green and that black and stuff, it'll turn into mud.
As he speaks, he takes black paint and daubs on yellow. Suddenly, it's not a beach scene at all. It's the mangroves and palms at night on the water. The yellow's not the sun, it's the moon. After 3 hours of painting...
I think Al's nearly done.
No, he's not done. Right now? I'm putting the birds in him. In all my paintings, if you notice, there's three birds in them. There's one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Spirit.
And sometimes there's a fourth bird. It's Al Black, in the grace, redeemed. Jackie Leiden, NPR News.
Hey, this story is part of Southward, WORD, a collaboration between NPR and Oxford American Magazine. And you can find a video of Al Black painting at npr.org. This is NPR News.